1. Serving in Florida. Mostly out of laziness, I decide to start my low-wage life in the town nearest to where I actually live, Key West, Florida, which, with a population of about 25,000, is elbowing its way up to the status of a genuine city. The downside of familiarity, I soon realize, is that it's not easy to go from being a consumer, thoughtlessly throwing money around in exchange for groceries and movies and gas, to being a worker in the very same place. I am terrified, especially at the beginning, of being recognized by some friendly business owner or erstwhile neighbor, and having to stammer out some explanation of my project. Happily, though, my fear turns out to be entirely unwarranted. During a month of poverty and toil, no one recognizes my face or my name, which goes unnoticed and, for the most part, unuttered. In this parallel universe where my father never got out of the mines and I never got through college, I am baby, honey, blondie, and, most commonly, girl. My first task is to find a place to live. I figured that if I can earn $7 an hour, which from the want ads seems doable, I can afford to spend $500 on rent, or maybe, with severe economies, $600, and still have $400 or $500 left over for food and gas. In the Key West area, this pretty much confines me to flop houses and trailer homes, like the one, a pleasing 15-minute drive from town, that has no air conditioning, no screens, no fans, no television, and, by way of diversion, only the challenge of evading the landlord's Doberman pincher. The big problem with this place, though, is the rent, which, at $675 a month, is well beyond my reach. All right, Key West is expensive. But so is New York City, or the Bay Area, or Jackson, Wyoming, or Telluride, or Boston, or any other place where tourists and the wealthy compete for living space with the people who clean their toilets and fry their hash browns. Still...